Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 7th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. President Trump signed a pair of executive orders that would ban all U.S. transactions with TikTok owner ByteDance, as well as the popular messaging app WeChat, beginning September 20th. Both orders cite the International Emergency Economic Powers Act and the National Emergencies Act as the authority for the ban, claiming a ban would address the national emergency with respect to the information and communication technology supply chain. A response from TikTok says it will seek to challenge the order in court. The U.S. Department of Justice and lobbying groups representing cable, fiber, and mobile internet providers filed amended complaints to challenge California's net neutrality law in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. The DOJ claims the law, which prohibits ISPs from blocking or throttling lawful traffic, charging fees for fast lanes, and zero-rating service, is preempted by federal law and attempted to regulate interstate commerce, violating the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution. The DOJ is also asking for a preliminary injunction on the law while the complaint is heard. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit previously overturned the FCC's attempt to preempt state net neutrality laws. In a statement to Business Insider, Apple confirmed that cloud gaming services like Google Stadia and Microsoft's upcoming xCloud must follow existing App Store review policies, including submitting games individually for review and appearing in charts and search. In a statement, Microsoft said it did not see a path to bring cloud gaming to iOS users through the App Store and that Apple applied different standards to gaming apps on the platform. Facebook launched the Facebook Gaming app on iOS, which lets users watch streamers on the platform, but does not include access to instant games found in the Android version. According to Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg, the company had to remove its mini instant games feature from the app, with Apple rejecting the app multiple times, claiming that the primary purpose of the app was to play games, in violation of App Store Guideline 4.7. Facebook appealed the decision, showing that on Android, watching game streams accounted for 95% of usage. According to Facebook gaming chief Vivek Sharma, the company has had to similarly limit access to instant games on its main Facebook and Messenger apps on iOS. Google announced a partnership with the Indian state of Maharashtra to provide 23 million students and teachers with access to Google Education services at no charge. This will include G Suite for Education, Google Classrooms, and Google Meet video conferencing. Google also added support for the Marathi language used in the state to its Teach From Anywhere educator hub. Education officials in Maharashtra hope to roll out remote education solutions to roughly 190,000 schools. Security researcher Troy Hunt announced he plans to open source the codebase for the Have I Been Pwned hack credentials repository. Hunt says he is consulting with open source experts and plans to open source the code gradually with no set timeline for completion. Data from security breaches will not be included in this transition due to legal concerns. In June 2019, Hunt announced he planned to sell Have I Been Pwned, but after negotiations with an exclusive party broke down, announced in March that he planned to keep the repository independent. 1.0 writer Eric Ravenscraft collaborated with iFixit to calculate the efficiency of wireless charging compared to wired. All charging loses some power due to waste heat. To measure the difference between the methods, Ravenscraft used a high-precision power meter while charging a Pixel 4. The wired charger he used took the phone from dead to 100% using 14.26 watt-hours of energy. The wireless charger he used needed an average of 21.01 watt-hours, about 47% more. He also found that positioning on the wireless charger affected the efficiency as well. As an example, the Pixel stand used an average of 19.8 watt-hours because it helped prevent misalignment, less than the circular flat chargers. Both wireless chargers drew about 0.25 watt when not connected to a phone, while wired chargers drew no measurable power when unconnected. As part of its Q2 earnings report, T-Mobile reported it added 1,245,000 net customers, including 1.1 million postpaid. The company says this brings total customers to 98.3 million and makes it the number two wireless carrier in the U.S., surpassing AT&T. In the quarter, T-Mobile earned 9 cents per share on revenue of $17.7 billion, beating analysts' expectations. Sony announced the WH-100 XM4 headphones, the successors to the XM3s. Two mics on each ear cup and an improved chip and algorithm deliver improved noise canceling. It also has a feature developed with Sony Music Studios Tokyo to rebuild audio loss due to compression. The XM4 also supports 360 audio, Google Assistant and Amazon Voice, adaptive sound fast pairing, and more. Sony says you should be able to get 30 hours on a charge. Sony's XM4 headphones are available for pre-order for $350. Twitter's iOS app is rolling out to everyone with the ability to choose who can reply to a tweet. The option began testing in May and lets you choose between everyone, only people you follow, and only people mentioned in the tweet. And finally, TikTok launched its first app for smart TVs with the More on TikTok app on Amazon Fire TV. This includes curated video playlists and compilations from the TikTok mobile app, but will also include interviews with creators and other content that runs over the 1-minute limit on TikTok's mobile video. More on TikTok can only view content, won't feature ads at launch, and doesn't require a login to view content. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.